Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, welcome to Apartment 4D, the podcast about New Girl. I'm your host, Jill, here on Zoom with your co-host, Joe.
Hello.
And Hevs.
Hi, everybody.
And we're here to discuss Season 5, Episode 5, Bob and Carol, Nick and Schmidt. Before we get started, we'll do a brief feeling stick statement because we're on a time crunch on Zoom. Joe, I'm assuming you have nothing.
Not this time.
Same with me. Heather, do you have a short feeling stick?
I have a very short one, and it's very amazing. And I apologize I didn't tell you guys this last time. Remy, who plays a villain on General Hospital, got the soap opera Emmy as best male co-star in a role.
Nice. Congratulations to the actor who played Remy.
Yes, isn't that wonderful? I mean, it shows what a great actor he is, and New Girl really should have utilized him more.
That's true. All right, let's get into the episode since we don't have a lot of time. The Netflix description is Nick is forced to think about his future when his cousin visits to ask him for a life-changing favor. Winston helps Cece shop for a wedding dress. Joe, what's your Joe Flix?
This one should be New Girl meets West Virginia.
What?
Oh.
New Girl meets West Virginia.
Oh, because oh. Okay, I get it.
I don't.
You'll see it in a minute, I guess. Hevs, who do you vote for then?
Oh, I'll go Joe Flix.
Even when you don't understand it. Guest stars from this episode include...
Bill Burr.
What?
Bill Burr.
Okay, we could start with Bill Burr as Bob. We've already mentioned him before because he was been on an episode, but he's still worth getting another nod. Then Lennon Parham, who plays Carol, who was in Minx and Bless This Mess. Heather, you watched Bless This Mess. Did you also watch Minx, or you didn't like it, so you stopped?
Oh, I never watched. Oh, Minx? No, I had to stop. And Bless This Mess, I did not watch.
Okay, never mind then.
Wait, is it Lake Bell?
Lake Bell's in that show, yes.
Okay. Wait, are you talking about the wedding dress store lady?
Not yet.
Oh, okay. Sorry, I was trying to see if I could get my Zoom camera on.
So Beth Dover plays Cynthia, who works at the dress shop, who is in Orange is the New Black. So I'm sure Heather's very excited. And I read her character's name was Linda Ferguson.
It was. I just remember it being Linda.
Yes. Can you believe that? There's a Ferguson connection.
That is so cool. Joe, did you know that that was the girl from Orange is the New Black?
Which one?
The one who worked in the wedding dress shop.
Oh, yeah. Where was she? She was one of the prisoners?
No, she was the management lady when the corporation that took over. And then she got stuck in the riot.
Yeah,
that is her. She has very distinct facial expressions that she uses.
Yeah.
Nice. All right, we'll get into the episode then. We open in the loft where Nick is hiding all his nice stuff because his cousin Bobby and his wife Carol is coming to visit. And Nick suggests he just puts his foot down and makes some boundaries and doesn't give them money. At the same time, Cece's leaving to go wedding dress shopping where Winston is just, quote, giving her a ride. But he has a whole bag of wedding dress shopping supplies and been doing research, and he's really excited. Very cute Winston moment. I would say you agree, right, Joe?
Yeah. And the dress is kind of weird.
Whoa, but we're not there yet. Okay, so before we go there, the cousin and cousin's wife arrive, and Schmidt's talking to them in a weird accent, and it's a lot of chaos going on. And Bob and Carol give Nick a gift because that's how it starts. It starts with compliments, a gift or food, And then they do the ask for the thing that they want. They got him a giant tin of popcorn. Joe, that actually reminded me of your dad, because one time for Christmas, I've known your dad for 18, 19 years. One time for Christmas, just as an extra gift, we gave him a big thing with, like, it had popcorn in one sleeve, chocolate in another, like that. It's the most excited out of any present I've ever given him. So cute. So they say, don't worry, we don't want any money from you. We just want your sperm. And Nick automatically is like, oh yeah, no problem. Sounds good. Give me the popcorn. And we'll hear more on that in a minute. Heather, just so you know, you are on mute. So we're at
the I thought you guys were just being mean.
What?
I thought you guys were just dissing me.
You left. You weren't even in the thing at all.
No, I know. And then it's a bad tech night.
Okay. So we're at the dress shop and the saleswoman's being really pushy, trying to get Cece to buy basically the first dress she tries on. When Winston comes in, he's just supposed to drop her off, but he wants to be there. He's done a lot of research. He wants to see a dress in A-line. And we get an adorable montage of them drinking. Like, they would never let you drink actively while you're trying on the dresses, by the way. And they're not going to stop.
I think they would.
No, they don't let you have drinks while you're wearing their clothes.
I thought they gave the bridal party champagne.
Correct. Yeah, the party, they're not wearing the dresses.
Oh, gotcha.
And okay. Cece's going in and out of the dressing room with, like, a full bottle.
Oh, that was ridiculous. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I don't know, because I don't do stuff like that. There was no one else there. But do they just do it privately nowadays?
Yeah. It was then days. It's by appointment. Usually there's more people having an appointment, but you're in a space that's your own. So that made sense. Then before we see, so then Cece comes out and we find out that they have found the one, but we don't get to see the dress. We just get to see how excited Winston is.
Oh, he's in his element. And let me tell you, one of the things when I think of the show, I think of the wedding scene. I mean, the wedding dress scenes.
Yeah, me too. Classic Winston moment.
So it would be a favorite episode of mine, except the other storyline is too racy.
Got it. So speaking of the other storyline, we're back at the loft and Nick and Schmidt are discussing the situation. And Schmidt is vetoing it and saying that he can't donate his sperm so his cousin and his cousin's wife can have a baby, because it doesn't keep him. He's been doing so good. He's been on track for the life plan that Schmidt has for him on his computer. And Nick takes a look at it, but ultimately gets mad and says he's setting a boundary with Schmidt and that he's going to do this. He doesn't need Schmidt's blessing or permission. Now we're at the clinic and Schmidt has come along for some reason. And Nick's telling him, like, I don't need you there. I don't need you. I don't need you. And then as soon as he goes in the room, he's like, actually, I need you. Can you come in here? I'm freaking out. Tell me what my life plan is. And this is an adorable story about the woman he meets, who's a Maria, who's Italian. Joe, you're Italian.
Yeah, an Italian girl, she said.
Right? And she makes meatballs, and they were going to have a son. And, you know, Nick's like, listen, that won't happen for a long, very, 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 very long time, because I'd have to meet a girl, fall in love, have a baby. I don't see that happening. And he ends up talking Schmidt into being into the plan. And they're both very excited because Schmidt really wants another Nick Miller running around the world.
Exactly.
Tough logic to follow. Joe, would you do that for a family member?
I like when Bill Burr goes, why is this guy in the room? And Nick's like, just go with it. We're not going to win.
Yeah.
Talking about Schmidt.
I do too. My question was, would you do this for a family member?
Do what?
Donate your sperm so they could have a baby, but it would be your son. Why are you making a face like you're confused? Did you watch the episode?
Yeah, I watched it, but it's just, it's weird because I thought you can't do that because of DNA and the kid could come out handicapped.
So the DNA of the cousin's wife has nothing to do with Nick's DNA.
Oh, okay. Because you can't have like two brothers. You can't have like two brother, sister. You can't have any of that. Oh,
okay. Yeah. So Joe, crazy question. Would you do that for a family member? For a friend. Does that help make
it? I guess if they couldn't get pregnant, yeah. I mean, that'd be something that would be okay.
You're always so nice to everyone.
But yeah. Then you'd have another kid. Cassidy and Cain would have a brother then.
No, it wouldn't be mine. Legally, it'd be theirs.
Wow, I couldn't detach from that because biologically and technically, it's still your child. So I'm surprised you'd be able to do that. I wouldn't, Heather, would you be able to do something like that?
Oh, no, I wouldn't do that. I don't think Joe grasps what it is, or I think he'd say no. What?
I think you're right, because Joe's either ignoring us to watch TV, which is to his right, and or he's confused. I don't know.
I'm not, because girls that can't get pregnant, right, go to sperm donors all the time.
Well, that's not, they can get pregnant, and that's what, you know, let's just move on.
Well, that's a husband can't get pregnant.
Husband can't get pregnant.
Well, no. I mean, can't get the wife pregnant.
You know what? This is a discussion question anyway, and we don't have a lot of time. That's on me. Moving on, we find Cece and Winston back home hungover. And Cece doesn't want to be greedy because she already put on the world's perfect dress, but she wants to put it on one more time. She says, oh my God, it's so ugly. It is, I don't need to describe it. We've all seen it. There's a battery pack. It lights up. And Winston says she looks like a prostitute for wizards. And she says, I look like a bullfighter in space.
Well, what was that made me laugh because it was hilarious, but it's so funny. It reminded me, I've never seen it on any other show except Modern Family, where Lily was the flower girl, and the guys were so excited. And then she had the light up dress.
I remember that too, which is more appropriate for a small child. Yeah. So she sees Winston's ready to help, and she's like, you know what? I could do this on my own. I don't need you. And you could just see under that comment is more like, just wouldn't have let this happen. I should have gone with someone else. It's very hurtful.
Oh, there's undertones. Absolutely.
For sure. Now we're at lunch, and Nick and Schmidt are alone when Bob and Carol come back up and say they can't afford the procedure anymore. And Schmidt's like, you flew halfway around the country, and you're like, yeah, no, we didn't do any research. So little to none. Now Bob wants Nick to just have sex with Carol so that she can get pregnant. I'd ask Joe if he'd do that, but I don't want to go off the rails again. We'll get there later. Back at the loft, Nick is very hesitant about it, but Schmidt's now encouraging him because he really wants this extra Nick Miller. I don't know why he thinks he's going to hang out with this kid who lives in, like, what, Boston? They're from Boston?
Oh, that's Boston. Right. The kid wouldn't even be there.
Exactly. That's the whole episode, this whole story of the episode.
I think they're from Chicago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is where they live, but their accents were Boston, right, Joe?
Yeah, they're Boston, but Nick, the best part is when they're in the room and Nick's like, this can't be romantic. What are you saying? I can't be romantic. It was funny. And then they do that flashback to him falling down in the parking garage.
Yeah, he says, because romantic gestures don't always have to be sexual, Nicholas. So to speak. Yeah. But to frame that in its proper context, everyone's in the room now because Nick's getting ready to sleep with his cousin's wife. And they're like, why is this guy in here? And that's another time when Nick's like, it's a losing battle. Just let it go.
Yeah.
And they're smells because Nick lost a full glass of milk. And Schmidt gives a bear's onesie to Bob and Carol because he's been saving that to give to Nick's son someday.
Oh, and nice.
It's just like how nice. Like, Joe never heard about that. It's just a very awkward, intense dynamic. But before we get more into it, we're at the dress shop where there's a no return policy. And the girls being very unhelpful because Cece and Winston were there for so long and such zoos while they were there. And in possibly my favorite Cece line ever, she said, I can't wear this dress. I look like a rich person in the Hunger Games, which really accurately describes the dress.
Funny.
Winston bursts in his police uniform and says that she's been serving champagne without a liquor license, to which she says, we didn't charge you for it. It's totally legal. And he's like, but you didn't know that you were serving to a minor. And she's like, you're a minor who's a police officer. Is a mess.
And then he tried to explain school.
You're still in school. And yeah. He's like, yeah, I learned the streets when I'm not in school or something.
And then when my other school is the streets.
Yeah.
So she refuses to help them. They go outside and he says he's not going to help with the wedding anymore. He's just going to take a back seat. And Cece is so touched by how hard he tried and how much he loves her. She asks him, even though he's already a groomsman, if he'll also be a bridesmaid. And he said, you are under arrest for taking my breath away. I guess that's a yes.
Oh, I love you.
So we're back in the room.
You can't be a groomsman and a bridesmaid. You can't be both.
Apparently you can.
I've never seen anyone be both. That's a good point, Joe.
I mean, we don't really ever get to see the wedding in the way, or we'd see where everybody stood, sort of. But I mean, I think in theory, you still can be. You just be supporting both people.
And just like kick back because, you know, not traditional.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we're back in the room and Nick is telling Carol, look, you have to be nicer to me. He just give me one compliment. She can't. He ends up freaking out, having an anxiety attack. Bob and Schmidt come in, everyone's yelling. It's just a bad look. When Bob and Carol finally decide to leave and they can't have a kid with someone who's a Bears fan anyway, and they have this other cousin who they're going to work it out with. So gross.
See, I wonder what happened to them. I think that that's too racy for primetime television.
I disagree, but it's not my favorite.
Yeah.
Story, Joe, do you think it's too racy?
Well, they always manage to put the comedy into what could be a racy thing, but you know, Nick having a panic attack in the room and she yells, he's freaking out. You know, when he was in the room.
Yeah, I remember.
Yeah.
And I like how someone says, picture me running around topless on horses.
Yeah.
Oh, he says we need to make love, and she goes, we're not making love, we're not riding around on horses topless. What?
Yeah.
So we're in Schmidt's room and Nick comes in and gives him back the onesie and asks him to give it back to him when he finally has his own kid. He asks to look at the life plan and finds out that they're both gonna die on the same day in 2098 because Nick will murder Schmidt and then kill himself. Super weird. So the gang all goes outside the hotel where Jess is sequestered and they go to the window and show her the dress. She holds up a sign that says, it's terrible. And they all get upset. And then another one that says, I can fix it. And Schmidt has a bag over his face, but he can't take it, takes it off and sees the dress and passes out.
Schmidt
has to pick him up. And he says, now, isn't this romantic? Good episode.
Now, what about when they were looking up in the window and that person put, that's terrible, but then put, I can fix it?
That person was Jess.
Oh. Yeah, I didn't understand that part. Oh, that's right, because she's still sequestered. That's right.
Yeah, and she's wearing a very dress-like dress, and they're like, let's ask Jess.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. So that brings us to favorite dress look. We do get one in this episode. I was going to say what a great job they did making it look like Jess, but I guess Joe has proven that theory to be wrong, Heather.
Yeah, that's what I wrote down, the outfit she wore in the window.
Joe, did you have a thought on the outfit in the window?
I didn't see. I just saw the sign.
Okay. Best dressed overall, I'm giving to the Cece wedding montage because I love a good rom-com, sitcom, changing clothes montage. Joe, who is your best dressed overall?
Nick's weird outfit. His green sweatsuit.
Oh, that was fun.
Like a windbreaker. I didn't even talk about that. He said it was good because something about it being stain resistant. Ew.
What's he wearing? Green?
She goes, turn around. So he keeps turning around and she's okay, stop. Go the other way. No, stop.
Yeah.
There was no good angle with him in that sweatsuit.
He looks like Sue Sylvester from.
Well, and he was wearing just gray sweatpants, Hevs, not something that matched because I remember Nick yelling, take your pants off. It's not even that hard. There's no buttons or zipper. You can just pull them down.
Oh, God, that's romantic.
Did you have a best dressed, Hevs?
Yeah, that was really good. I wish I had thought of the montage. I don't know if it's a best dress, but funniest dress, because I wrote down Cece.
Oh, great. Okay. So favorite Schmidt moment, Joe, did you have a favorite Schmidt moment? Zero on the jar count, of course, because it's pretty much over now, but favorite moment?
I would say when he unveiled the life plan.
Because oh, that was funny.
You got to realize that was ahead of its time too, because now everyone says they have vision boards and you write a vision board and it tells you how your life should go. Like how you want it to go.
I liked how it had like pie chart.
He had one for the wedding. He had a vision board.
Yes, he did. That's true.
Yeah. But vision boards aren't supposed to be about other people. They're supposed to be about you.
Yourself. I agree.
But Schmidt makes it about me.
Heather, what was your favorite Schmidt moment?
Oh, absolutely. I always love it. The way he faints.
Same.
The way his whole, it's so sudden. And yes. He just goes down.
And comes like from the knees.
Yes.
Like, it reminds me of those things in front of car dealerships that like are inflated. Yeah. It's like
except it happens real quick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so that was mine too. Favorite funniest moment overall. I'm gonna say all the Winston moments. I loved how he leaned into being a bridesmaid, had the bag of supplies, the whistle. I don't know what else is in the bag. Calls back to the time he has the bag of supplies when they're doing the bar crawl. And I just thought it was a really cute, strong episode for him. Heather, what was your favorite or funniest moment overall?
Well, my favorite, everybody's are similar. My favorite is just the whole entire time they're in the wedding store. Mm-hmm. And Winston's drinking, Cece's cup. I was almost like, is this a classic Winston and Cece mess around?
I definitely think that when they try to exchange it, it turns into a mess around.
Yes, that was a mess around. Yes.
Joe, favorite or funniest moment?
Probably the whole exchange of being in the bedroom with Schmidt and Nick and everyone, and just the funny one-liners and everything like that.
Yeah, that was a close second for me. More just Schmidt's level of involvement. Like, no matter what room they were in, no matter what was happening or what they were talking about, he was just not going anywhere. He felt like he really was part of things.
Why was he so invested in that, though?
He's obsessed with Nick.
Yeah. Wow. And running his life. And Cece was gone, so he's probably a little bit bored. Okay, Honey Roast. Tevs, who are you giving the Honey Roast Award to this time?
My Honey Roast goes to Orange is the New Black girl.
Okay.
As the wedding store manager.
Sure.
Just how she's all, with that perfect smile.
Well, she was like annoyed.
Well, she was annoyed, but like how she kept that perfect
smile. Oh, like she was like at work. Yeah.
Yeah. And just how she was so weird.
I like how she dressed her in black, just like it would be if you went to a wedding store shop.
Yes, she's very professional.
Very realistic.
And then also, if I had to give it to an outfit, it would be the dress.
Okay, Joe, Honey Roast?
I kind of like Bill Burr's wife, because she helped make all those scenes funny too, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. How do you know who Bill Burr is so strongly?
He's got a Netflix special right now from Red Rocks.
Oh, like he's a comedian, like stand-up comedian?
He's a stand-up comedian, yeah.
Nice.
Oh, cool.
I gave my Honey Roast to Winston, which I realize is redundant since I did my favorite funniest moment. But when I think of Winston, there's like, I think of Ferguson, I think of this episode. A couple different things stick out to me. I got a zero on the bear count. I thought for sure in one of these funny descriptions of the wedding dress, there'd be something about a bear, but there wasn't. I'm assuming you guys didn't either.
No, I didn't hear one, I guess.
Okay, so that brings us to discussion questions that I was going to ask. If we would do this for family or friends, which opened a whole can of worms earlier, we found Heather and I will not, and Joe apparently would. Joe, you haven't done this for a friend that I don't know about as your ex-wife and mother to your children, have you? Oh, good. No. Just thought I'd clarify.
But I thought, maybe I'm thinking about girls getting artificially inseminated.
Kyle, what you're thinking of, but it's very obvious, you're thinking You're thinking of someone being a surrogate.
Oh, yeah, yeah, surrogate.
Yeah, so if I, yeah, so if I couldn't carry a baby in a way that would be healthy and safe, you're saying if you were a woman or a person who could do that, that you would carry other people's baby for them.
Yeah, because the guy has to donate the sperm and it has to be implanted in the girl's eggs.
Wrong. So when you're a surrogate for someone, I feel like this is something we should talk about later in depth. When you're a surrogate for someone, both parts from the married couple or the couple who want to have a baby are put into you, and you're just like the vessel to carry the baby until you give birth. And in no way are you part of it. It's just because the woman can't carry the baby for some reason. Is one situation, which is the one I'm referring to. But I think I'm going to move on. Heather, did you have a discussion question?
Yeah, this isn't an anatomy class or sex ed. As Coach would say, it's gross. All right. Well, I put... Oh, I just had one. I just had one. It's really weird. Have you ever had to go wedding dress shopping with someone? And how did you feel about it?
Joe?
Or Joe's case, it could be tuxedo shopping.
Oh, God, I don't remember how I shopped my tuxedo. We all had to go to the same place and everything.
I just said, go get measured. This is what you're wearing?
Yeah, you got to get measured. Yeah, Men's Warehouse. I remember that.
Cool.
But it's kind of weird. The girls' bridal party get champagne. The guys don't get nothing. Mm-mm. There's no champagne for the guys, or even beer or anything.
No, because you don't eat beer. You don't spend as much time in there as the girls do, though. It's not as much of a thing.
The girls get everything.
Yeah, I have been wedding dress shopping surprisingly few times, and I definitely never got champagne. It was a long time ago.
You never got what?
Champagne. Any of the times I've been wedding dress shopping with my girlfriends.
Needed to take the edge off.
Heather, how about you?
Have I ever been wedding dress shopping?
It's your question. Why are you asking me? I don't know what is happening tonight, but this is a fiasco.
It's the Zoom vibe. Well, I went shopping for a wedding dress with my aunts. One got married when I was in sixth grade, one got married in eighth grade. So that was like super fun and exciting because I was a kid. Mm-hmm. As an adult, I have not, nor do I want to. I'm claustrophobic. There's too many dresses and I'd make it miserable for everyone involved.
Okay. That's a nice, honest answer. Joe, before we conclude, did you have a discussion question? That's not about how people have babies.
I guess it's about the life plan, because there was a lot of graphs and charts on that. They should have went into it further.
I agree. I would have loved a screenshot, a close-up of that. I
mean, yes.
How would you do a life plan for your friends? I mean, that's kind of strange, or could you, or would you want to?
I'm having enough trouble navigating the life plan for myself and then the influence I like to have on our children's life plan. So no, Hevs. Hevs is frozen. Oh, she's back.
Oh, there she is.
Hevs, did you hear us?
Yeah, it froze.
Mm-hmm.
What was the question?
Oh, the question was, would you have time or want to make a life plan for your friends?
Oh, no. I do one for myself or my dog.
Yeah, that's what I said, for myself or my kids. Joe, you kind of are a go-with-the-flow guy, so I don't see you investing in a life plan for anyone else.
No, and my life plan would change too often. I'd run out of ink. There's no way I could do it.
So before we conclude, I do want to say the funniest thing happened. Someone wrote us a really nice review on the Apple podcast, before our podcast, but on that, you know, wait till you listen. And then I screenshot it to you guys, and Joe wasn't sure if the person liked it. He said, oh, Jill knows all this stuff and Heather's infectious laugh. And Joe, what more can I say? He's like, what more can I say? What does that mean? I'm like, no, Joe, it's really positive. That means like, he's so great. What more can I say?
And yeah, then like, what more can you say than the word Joe?
It would be hard to sum him up. Yeah. For those of us who know, we know. So then I screenshot it on our Instagram to make sure people know to listen to our awesome podcast, because as my son points out all the time, people who follow our Instagram are just there for the memes and they have no idea there's a podcast. And the woman or the person who wrote it said, oh, I wrote that. Blah, 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 blah. Joe for president. And then I commented,
I love that.
I commented, for this country?
And it did.
And it got a good response. And so I just wanted to say thank you to her. And I'm sorry I'm not better prepared with her name. And anyone who takes the time to review us, if you want to review us after this podcast, please review us thinking back on other episodes you've listened to. Just not this one.
Joe, that you know those were both incredibly positive about you.
Yeah. Yeah, they're really nice.
Yeah, later he didn't understand why she said something about him being president. So it's been
good. And he's like, I'm selling ice cream, I don't have time, or something.
President of Baskin Robbins. Of this ice cream store? Okay, so that's all for this week. We'll see you next week for season 5, episode 6. Hopefully we'll be back together, but I do suspect we'll have to do 1 or 2 more on Zoom. Heather, did you have something you wanted to say before we closed?
Yeah, just fun fact, the way they got this title, it's actually stolen from a movie called Bob and Carol, Ted and Alice. So just so you guys know.
Cool. All right, we'll see you guys next week. Thanks for tuning in. Bye.
Bye,
everybody.